There you go. You want to come over here? Look. Hello, my name is Marvina. What's your name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn? Okay, Miss Carolyn, how you doing today? What has been the biggest challenge for you since the pandemic?
Get through it.
Get through it? Okay. Is there anything that has been good for you?
We're here. Nobody got sick, you're bad, I'll see the pass from it, you know?
Okay. In one word, can you describe the COVID?
It was a challenge, I'll put it that way.
A challenge? Okay. And so what is something that you hope will happen after the pandemic is gone for you or your family or the district or the whole world?
Stop some of the killing. The young people put the guns down.
Absolutely. Okay. And so do you know what public health was before the pandemic?
Public health was going to different places, keeping yourself healthy and stuff like that.
How would you describe a public health?
Yeah, I don't know, just taking care of yourself.
Okay. Alrighty, okay. And from where do you get your information that you trust? From what source?
Well, a whole lot of people, really.
Huh?
A whole lot of people, especially my parents, you know?
Your parents?
That's when I always get trust from, you know?
Okay, anybody else? You say you have a whole lot of sources. You can name more.
Well, most of my parents, I just put my parents. I have older friends and stuff like that, too.
Okay. And how are you navigating your food access? How's that coming along?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good? How was it during the pandemic when we were really...
It was kind of slow, son.
Kind of slow?
So I didn't want to go out, you know, we're gone. And, you know, you had to hold on to what you had, you know?
Absolutely. So how's your current grocery store holding up? Is your current grocery store, filling your needs?
Yeah, they're a whole lot better than they were.
Oh, okay. And is there any program that made a difference throughout the pandemic?
I'm a home person. I'm not too much of home places and stuff like that.
No, but any programs, like right here where you are today, any programs that, you know, maybe the benefit?
They help a lot. And programs that give us vouchers and stuff like that, get food with and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And did you have any problems redeeming your vouchers?
No.
Okay. And what do you expect from your family, your community, or politicians, institution during the this COVID, during this time of COVID?
I hope everybody survives it.
No worries about it, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and what is the biggest fear you have about the COVID moving forward?
Too many deaths.
Community deaths? Okay. And how do you think that the district has managed COVID? Like the leaders and different things in there?
Yeah, it was a great help when they put out the vaccination and stuff like that.
Huh?
It was a big help when they put out the vaccination.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. And what is your position on the vaccine? What do you think about the vaccine itself?
Me, I think it helped a lot.
Okay. And is there anything that you would like to talk about that we didn't discuss? Anything you want to say?
Well, I'm good. We talk good. Everything's good.
Tell me a thing. Okay. All right. Thank you. You want to take a picture by the truck? And can I ask you another question? What is your age bracket, if you don't mind?
6'6".
Okay. Melissa?
Yes. Picture?
And Miss Carl is coming. 66.
Okay. 66. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.